Oh, good morning to you all. Well, it came to be called the Night of a Million Miracles. A team of missionaries, including seamen and engineers based in Hong Kong, Singapore, and the Philippines, had spent months of secret logistical planning and were finally ready. On the night of Easter Sunday, 1981, a barge carrying 1 million desperately needed Bibles, weighing 232 tons, was going to sneak into Chinese territorial waters, pulled by a tug. Motorboats would then deliver the Bibles in thousands of waterproof containers to Chinese believers waiting on the beach. From there, a clandestine distribution network had been established to get the Bibles across the whole of China to Christians, some of whom had waited years for this moment. The chance to read and own their own Bible. The communist government of China told the outside world that it permitted freedom of worship, but the only church that was allowed to operate was the state-controlled church, called the Three Self Patriotic Church. And the number of Bibles allowed to be printed was strictly controlled, and they numbered so few that ordinary Christians had very little chance of ever owning one. Believers who wanted to pursue authentic Christianity were harassed, beaten up, arrested, imprisoned, and tortured by state security officials and police. But when they were asked by Christians outside China what their prayer requests were, the one thing that kept coming up, the one thing they kept saying was, "We need Bibles." That was the most urgent prayer request. And Open Doors, the organization set up by Brother Andrew, the Dutchman, they were smuggling in Bibles in suitcases on flights. Some of their brave Open Door personnel were taking as many Bibles as they could in their suitcases through customs. But these amounts were far too small compared with the demand. What was needed was a massive cargo transportation of 1 million Bibles. And the project was called Project Pearl, because the gospel is the pearl of great price. It was, of course, a project fraught with danger. All those involved risked many years of imprisonment. The Chinese Christians involved in the distribution throughout mainland China had said that they were willing to make the ultimate sacrifice, to ensure the operation was successful. They were willing to die. Just 5 days before the planned smuggling operation, Brother Andrew woke in the middle of the night in his home in Holland. He'd had a terrifying dream. He was driving in a truck down a long steep hill in the Alps. As he tried to brake, the brakes completely failed, and he carried on careering down the slope, getting faster and faster, expecting a huge crash at any point. Then at the last moment, he managed to swerve into the last gravel escape road, which somehow brought the truck he was driving to a stop, leaving him with his heart pounding fiercely. Well, Brother Andrew was a man of prayer, as well as a man of courage and vision. He felt that in his spirit, this was a warning dream about Project Pearl. He immediately phoned the senior Open Door director in charge of the project, a man called Doug Sutphen, and told him that they should delay the project. "What?" the man replied. "Everything's ready to go. The tug and the cargo boat, the speedboats, all the months of meticulous planning has led up to this moment. Thousands of Chinese believers will be waiting on the beach. Communication difficulties will mean most of them won't know about a cancellation at this stage will be letting them all down big time. Nevertheless, Doug submitted to Brother Andrew's authority. He didn't know this at the time, but another member of the team had had a dream that they had all ended up in the hands of the Chinese security police and that the operation was a disaster. Well, in the event, while international prayer cover was secretly ramped up, Project Pearl was delayed for 8 weeks until the night of June the 18th. And then the smuggling operation worked. 2,000 Chinese believers on the secret beach location took delivery of 1 million Bibles. The barge was designed so that when water was let in through one of the holds, the containers would be lifted up by the buoyancy of the water and then hoisted into the speedboats. The barge, tug, and speedboats stayed as long as they dared in the bay, transferring the blocks before escaping Chinese waters. And many waterproof blocks remained bobbing around in the water as they were picked up by Chinese fishing boats. All got to land. Truly, it was the night of 1 million miracles. Well, as Christians, how do we make important decisions about our lives? God's created us for a relationship with him. He doesn't want to control us and tell us minute by minute exactly what we should be doing. Even in the Garden of Eden, before the fall, when Adam and Eve had that close relationship with God, spoilt by sin, it says that God liked to walk with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. That suggests he wasn't always sort of breathing down their necks and micromanaging them, but giving them trust and responsibility to make good choices and then just coming alongside them at certain times in the day. In our fallen world,